Arts Connection, the intersection of faith and the arts in Canadian culture, with your host, Robert White. Now, here's Robert.
Welcome to Arts Connection. Tonight's guest has written for a number of Christian publications, including Testimony and The Upper Room, along with publishing three novelettes, a devotional book, and an introduction to Twitter for writers. Ruth L. Snyder is also president of the Inscribe Christian Writers Fellowship, which recently published the ebook Seven Essential Habits of Christian Writers. We'll be talking to Ruth from her home in Glendon, Alberta in a few moments. But first, let's listen to Refuge Tonight from the Goodbye Scarlet CD by Once by Fire. Interview with Ruth L. Snyder. Good evening, Ruth.
Good evening. Good to hear from you.
Yeah. Now, before we get into the details about the seven essential habits of Christian writers, let's give our listeners a chance to get to know you a little bit better. What inspired you to start writing?
Actually, my children inspired me to start writing. I have five children. Right now, their ages are 7 to 17. But when I started writing, they were a lot younger, and actually my husband and I were unable to have children and adopted all of our children, and several of our children have special needs. So I actually entered a competition sponsored by the Word Guild and wrote the story of our journey through infertility and into adoption.
Well, you say your children inspired you to read. What led you to... After writing that story, what sort of led you to keep writing? Because you've done quite a bit.
I won the prize that I entered my writing piece into, and so as a result, I attended my first ever writing conference in Toronto, and it was Write Canada. And at that point, I didn't even know if I was a writer. People had told me throughout my life that I wrote well, but I never really considered writing seriously and using it as a ministry or to reach other people. But as a result of attending that conference, I started taking my writing more seriously, and I had taken a few courses through the Institute for Children's Writing in the States, and one of my instructors encouraged me to connect with writing groups. So I began doing that, and as I wrote more and shared my writing more, I realized that this was a God-given ability and I needed to use it for His glory.
Well, one of the things I've found, and I've been to the Word Guild and Write Canada conferences as well in the past, and one of the things that I always find really exciting is when a writer, someone comes in and, like you say, in some cases they really don't consider themselves a writer, but then they have that sort of aha moment where suddenly it's like, yes, I am a writer. Did that happen for you, or and how did that happen?
I think for me it was a gradual process. It wasn't one moment that I can put my finger on. But as I shared my writing and I saw how it impacted other people, I realized that not everybody could write well and communicate through writing. And so that was what really started to grab my attention and say, okay, Lord, you've gifted me, help me to use it.
Well, along your journey, as you've been developing your writing and as you've been developing what you're doing, have there been people that have inspired you and have influenced you?
Definitely. I'm grateful for many people who have helped me. When I was at Write Canada, a couple of people that impacted me personally were Violet Nesdely. And I remember her encouraging me because I said, you know, I have 5 young kids and some of them have special needs and I don't have a lot of time to write. And she said, you know, God understands that and you just need to be faithful in the time that you have. And she actually encouraged me to get started on Twitter and use it as a mini blog because I didn't think I had time to blog every day or once a week even or even once a month at that point. And now I've actually started writing books on to teach people how to use Twitter. So that was an interesting start that God gave me there. I had several professors in Bible College at Prairie Bible College who encouraged me both in speaking and writing. And just members of the Word Guild and Inscribe. Jack Popjuice is a person that told me, you know, you have leadership qualities, you need to step up and use those. So I'm just grateful for the many people that have spoken into my life and my parents. My parents were missionaries when I was growing up and I'm thankful for the godly influence they had on my life.
Well, you mentioned a couple of groups there, the Word Guild and the Inscribe Christian Writers Fellowship, and the 7 Habits is something that that Inscribe has published. But some of our listeners might not be familiar with Inscribe. Can you give us sort of a little bit of a history about how the group came about and what it does?
Well, the group actually started in Alberta over 30 years ago. And their original purpose was to provide a vehicle for mutual support, stimulation, and growth for Christian writers in Alberta. And their main objective was to sponsor an annual conference. And their first conference was held in November 1980. From there, the organization has grown. In the 1990s, Inscribe changed its name and to Inscribe Christian Writers Fellowship, and now we have members all across Canada, I think in most provinces and territories. We still have more members in Alberta, I think just because the organization started here, but we do have members across Canada, and we are trying to do more on the internet and also doing workshops across the country so that we reach everybody, not just people in Western Canada.
Mm-hmm. And I remember I was actually part of in the early days, the Alberta Christian Writers Fellowship, and remember sort of that start and some of the things that we were doing and some of the conferences that I went to, and it was very influential. What I want to do is I want to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll with our guest writer Ruth L. Snyder, we're going to talk about the book, The Seven Essential Habits of Christian Writers. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM.
Turn as you walk away, see in these eyes still devotion. Some men would abandon all, who would their life lay down for hatred? Here in the darkness, this light has been shining for courageous, offering love to all the desperate hearts and to the eyes awakened, and those who see He's called to be despised and rejected by men of soul.
Welcome back to Arts Connection. You've been listening to Man of Sorrows from the southwestern Alberta-based group Once by Fire and their Goodbye Scarlet CD. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to continue our conversation with writer Ruth L. Snyder. Ruth, where did the idea for the Seven Essential Habits of Christian Writers come from?
Well, the idea originated with the executive of Inscribe. We were talking about ideas that would work to help encourage our writers and also get our message out there. And so at an executive meeting about a year ago, somebody said, well, what if we published a book? And from there, it grew into a motion that we should go ahead. And the goal was to have the book published by Conference 2015. And so a committee was put together that consisted of Kimberly Payne, Stephanie Nicol, Sandy Summers, and myself. And then we added a few team members as we went along. Ellen Hooge did design for us, and Beverly Nippard joined as an editor, and Carolyn Wilker as well as an editor. And so it's been incredible to watch the project come together, and we will be launching the book in September.
Well, you've already launched it in the ebook version, and I'm sort of wondering if you can give us a synopsis of what those seven habits are that you talk about that writers should have.
Well, we've wanted to focus this book for Christian writers specifically. So habit number one is time with God. And I think sometimes we take that for granted, or we don't give it as much focus as we should. But that is habit number one. Number two is healthy living. And again, this is a habit that sometimes we don't pay as much attention to as we should. Time management is number three, honing writing skills, crafting a masterpiece, submitting your work, and then marketing is number seven.
Now, looking at those particular seven, what led you and the group that was involved in putting this all together? Because it sounds like it was very much a team effort. How did you come up with those particular habits when, I mean, you and I are both writers. We know there's a whole lot of other things that we could be doing. There could be research and could be, working with technology and different things like that as well. How did you hone in on these particular seven habits?
I don't even really remember the process for that, to be honest. The people gave ideas and we kind of just discussed them and these, we didn't really even have much disagreement about what should be included. So I think that's about all I can say about the decision process.
Well, looking at that, and I guess one of the other decisions, though, that was looking at the writers, and because under each habit, you have a number of a number of sections that were written, articles written by different writers. How were the writers chosen? How did that whole process itself come together?
What we did was we announced the project last conference, and then we put the information out through our Fellowscript magazine as well as on the internet. And writers had to submit to the book just like any other submission process. So they were given a summary of what the book was going to be about and the seven habits that they could choose from. And then they submitted their piece, and we had a team of four people that read all the submissions and discussed them and decided on which pieces were able to be included based on the content, the quality, and how well they fit the applicable theme. And some pieces which were very well written didn't fit with the rest of the submissions, so we had to reject those.
In looking at the whole thing, what led to the decision to come out as an ebook first, and then have an actual physical copy? As you say, you're going to launch in the fall at your conference.
Well, I guess the ebook format is easier to work with as far as. A little bit more flexible with timeline and easier to change if there are things that need to be changed. So that was one of the reasons. And just the whole fact that you can offer an ebook for free and it doesn't cost anything to mail it to anybody. You can just send it by email or they can order it from Amazon. And so marketing. And we thought it would be a good way to introduce the book, and then when the paperback comes out, people will know about it and be interested in it.
Now, looking at the book and looking at the things that were involved with it, what were some of the challenges that you had, that the Inscribe had, in putting it together in the initial stages?
Well, this book has been put together totally with volunteers. So one of the challenges was finding people who were willing to give of their time freely. But actually, that wasn't as big a challenge as I thought it might be. We had willing volunteers step forward very quickly. And I think when you're working with volunteers, the challenge is to keep everybody on the same page. And so we did have some discussions, and we tried to keep communication open using email. Another challenge was that these volunteers are from all across Canada, some from Ontario, some from New Brunswick, some from Alberta. So just the whole distance factor throws in another challenge. And it was done over the phone and by email, so making sure that we had consistent meetings and that minutes were taken so everybody had the same details in front of them when they were working on pieces of the book, and I think those were our main challenges, but actually looking back, the process went very, very smoothly.
Well, you had the challenges. Were there any high points as you're putting the book together, you know, moments where, you know, things really went well and everything was sort of coming together and clicking together, and you had that kind of, yeah, this is going to come, this is finally going to pull together?
Well, I think there were several high points along the way. One of the high points was when we saw all the cover designs. We used 99 designs, and we had, I think we had over 100 cover designs to pick from. And just seeing a cover in front of you just kind of makes something more real. And then seeing how beautiful it was, we all were very excited about it. Another high point was when, you know, you go through the selection process and then the editing process, and when we finally had the book laid out in a rough format and saw how it would look as a whole, that was very exciting. And then when it was actually published on Kindle and being able to read the book, I think that was another high point. And the other day I ordered the proof for the paperback, so everybody was cheering because, yes, this is just about across the finish line and the paperback is just about in our hands.
Yeah, that whole process, you know, when you actually, you know, have the copy, you know, like you said, you're looking at the Kindle, and I'm sure that the emotion that you had when you looked at the Kindle, when you actually hold a hard copy in your hand is probably going to be even greater. Well, we're going to take a final break, and then we're going to come back and finish our conversation with writer Ruth L. Snyder. I'm your host, Robert White, and you're listening to Arts Connection on Faith FM. Arts Connection, where you've been listening to Take Cover from the Goodbye Scarlet CD by Once by Fire. I'm your host, Robert White, and we're going to wrap up our conversation with writer Ruth L. Snyder. Essential Habits for Christian Writers has been out, like you say, on Kindle for a little while. What's been the reaction to it so far?
There's been a very positive reaction. We had it free for one day, and we did have about 250 downloads that one day. And then I've also received a few personal emails that really encouraged me. One was from Nancy Rue, who actually was one of our speakers one year. And she commented about how she was surprised that the poetry was what she enjoyed the most. And but she commented on just the quality of the writing and how professional the project was, and so that was encouraging. And then I received another email from a lady in Ontario, and she said that she was just encouraged by a few of the pieces in the book, and just wanted to let me know how thankful she was for the book. So comments like that are encouraging, because one of the reasons we wanted to put the project together was to encourage Christian writers, so it's nice to know that that's being accomplished.
In looking at that, and I'm just sort of looking at the what you were doing when you were at the beginning of the book, did you sort of have a vision in mind of what you hoped the Seven Essential Habits for Christian Writers would accomplish as people picked it up and read it?
Well, I think we wanted it to encourage other Christian writers, because sometimes writing can be a very lonely occupation, and there are the rejections and the bad reviews that come along, and sometimes it gets discouraging. So we all need encouragement. We also wanted to, of course, let people know more about Inscribe, because we know that there's more Christian writers out there that need to belong to a group where they can receive help and encouragement and hone their writing skills better. And so that was another reason that we put the book together.
Well, if people want to find out more information about Inscribe Christian Writers Fellowship or the book, The Seven Essential Habits for Christian Writers, where can they get that information?
Our website is Inscribe, inscribe.org, and you can find a lot of information there. The book can be ordered from Amazon right now. It's only available on Kindle currently, but we will be putting it on other ebook platforms, as well as the paperback will be available the end of September.
Great. Well, Ruth, thank you very much for your time tonight.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Arts Connection today, and thank you to my guest, Ruth L. Snyder. And if you miss a broadcast or want to hear it again, look for archive programs on our website at artsconnection.ca. And be sure to tune in next week for another look at where faith, arts, and Canadian culture meet. For more information on Arts Connection, email robert@artsconnection.ca. Follow us on Twitter at @SayLaw13. Look for the Arts Connection page on Facebook, or check out the Arts Connection blog at blog.artsconnection.ca. For Arts Connection, I'm your host, Robert White, saying good day and God bless.